Greetings and welcome to
Convo versus Convo,
where we have conversations where we all want to have, but we don't. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Dana.
And our first topic today is why is it important for parents to tell their children about their past?
Ooh, this is really important.
Of course it is. I mean, as a parent, you know, I am your mother. And I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, and I'm the daughter.
You are? I thought I was the daughter.
Oh, come on.
Come on, don't sass about me.
I mean, but it is what it is.
No, we're just playing. But anyway, yeah, so it's very, I learned a while back that it was very important for me to be transparent with my children. And I just felt that it was the right thing to do. It was normal. For some reason, I didn't think of it as a foreign language, mm-hmm, or something out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
I just thought as life came about and I noticed that you were paying attention.
Yes.
And you were exhibiting your reactions to what was going on in my life or the life around you, I told myself, you know what? These children understand what's happening.
Yeah.
How can I hide it from them, you know? Mm-hmm. How can I just, you know, leave them to just think what they want to think? You know, I need to help them to understand the life that they live in, what's going on.
The truth.
Yeah, why are things this way?
Yeah.
Why isn't daddy here?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, because speaking from a child's perspective, of course I'm not a child anymore, but, you know, the understanding of what teens and, you know, like adolescent kids go through, mm-hmm, is that growing up, you know, of course, you know, single parent home, I was always a child to really be observant. Mm-hmm. I realized that it was just only one parent here, but in my mind, I just wanted to know. So, okay, I see one parent, but why isn't there another one? I just really wanted to piece together, mm-hmm, what was which. And I think that's, I wouldn't say in my adolescence that I spiraled out of control. I was more trying to figure out who I was with the information that I got. Okay, so-and-so is not here, and so, like, what now?
Right.
Like, what is my identity? So, like, what do I do with this? And then, of course, I had to deal with my resentment. Like, how can a father leave their child knowing good and well that they knew that child was coming?
Once you found out what happened.
Once I found out.
But what made you not know who you were or want to know who you were in the world? Was it, did you get that inclination to find out more when you were at school?
Yeah.
When you noticed other kids and their moms and dads together? Yeah,
I noticed a lot. And also, I believe it was more of me trying to tell myself, or at least help myself to realize that this is my reality. You know, it was more about me actually believing it. Uh-huh. Because, of course, I was, you know, I was still trying to just figure stuff out, and I couldn't. And of course, it was more, you know, like resentment and anger that really, you know, like prevented me from really, really going on a journey for my own self. It was mainly about me, like, thinking, like really, like, how could you? Like, how could someone do that to someone and claim they love them and tell other people that this parent is not allowing you to see them? Mm-hmm. And that's a lie, because I was a child where I heard and I was very observant. Mm-hmm. So hearing all of that, it was more of a, I wouldn't say anger, but more of a, like, disdain of what I was hearing and what I saw. And because, mm-hmm, I'm the type of person that, you know, anyone could say anything to me, but of course I would not allow it. Mm-hmm. But when you disrespect my mother, that's a whole different situation.
Right. And, you know, that is why I had to step in and explain things, because I just didn't want you to have disdain for the other party and not understand how we got there. And yeah. I always look at myself, mm-hmm, because I can only control myself. Mm-hmm. I can only tell you the frame of mind I was in that attracted this person, that put up with this behavior and the decisions I made for us to end up in the situation that we did.
Yeah.
And above all, I always owned my responsibility for my actions. I always owned what happened. You know, I was never the one to point the finger and say, oh, you this, you that. Yeah. I did, however, state the obvious. You weren't there. There's no excuse. If I could be here, you could be here.
Exactly. And I think, I believe that's what really helped me to really get over that resentment and get over those unanswered questions that I really wanted answered mm-hmm. by that other party. Like, other than you, my mother, I know that you were always honest. And as a child who I always saw, I knew that you were telling me the truth.
Right.
But I really wanted the other party to acknowledge the fact that they really messed up, you know? Mm. And after realizing that, hey, I don't need that validation, but it was more about really letting go for my own self.
Right.
Not for their benefit. That's when I really stopped, you know, like, thinking that, you know, that, like, I'm the only one. Like, someone else is also going through that, too.
Of course. And, you know, I'm so glad that you did that. And as a parent, I realized that you actually had to let go on your own.
Yeah.
You know, we often want to help, even as a counselor or a therapist or whatever, we want to help our clients to move on. But really and truly, a person does not move on unless they decide, hey, it's time.
It's time.
You know, some things trigger it, you know. And I just feel that as a parent, I was happy to give you the environment to allow you to move on and to realize that it wasn't your fault, that you're not an accident. You deserve to be here regardless, you know, of what happened, and that it wasn't your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of children suffer from guilt. They think they're the reasons why their parents aren't together.
And they try to choose a side.
Yeah. Or they just don't take any side. They just run away.
And then some children actually go so far where they take their own lives, and mm-hmm. then the parents are left with, like, oh my goodness, like, why didn't we not see the signs? Why right. didn't we pay attention?
Mm-hmm.
So I think before before that happens, parents really need to realize that, hey, even though I may not like this woman or this man, we still have a kid together. So it's important that we still try to coexist, because the child then acts to come.
No.
Yeah, so that's why I really think that parents really need to open up to their children about, you know, like, hey, this was the reason why me and your father or mother didn't work out, but it's not your fault.
Exactly. And I think a lot of children, they don't get that.
They don't get that.
You know, they never get it. And then you have some children where their parents died.
Where they died.
You know, they died at, whether it could have been a drug overdose, they could have died in an accident, but that parent never did get the chance to clear the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's very tragic. And that's why we're having this conversation, to let parents know that it's important tell their children about their past. What happened before?
What happened?
Because that is the question of the hour.
That is.
Why aren't you and my dad or mom together? Yeah. Why am I here? Why am I here in this foster home?
Or yeah.
Why did you leave me here to get abused? Or, you know, why don't you talk to me?
Why don't you?
We don't communicate as we should.
Yep.
You just leave me to do stuff on my own. I'm trying. And, you know, a lot of children, you know, they're put in a box. They're put in a system.
Yeah.
Whether it's a foster care system or, you know, they're incarcerated because they have never received the proper discipline, you know, or given the foundation
exactly.
to make better decisions.
So, to make better.
And of course, the government and the society, they just throw them away.
They do.
No one really wants to take the time to be vocal about issues.
Exactly.
You know, and it starts in the home. It starts with the parents. You know, we have to get over ourselves. We have to get over feeling guilty and get over the shame. Okay, we messed up. But we have to let our children know that this is life, unfortunately. We're all deprived. We all have sin.
Exactly.
But we can be honest. You know, we can come together and let our children know that we love them. unconditionally. We're here for them. But we just have to tell the truth.
We just have to tell the truth. And also, one of the most important things, other than, you know, being honest, is also talking with your child more. Because by giving your child a platform to talk more, mm-hmm. you're also going to find out more things that you never really knew your child thought about you or about its environment, either mm-hmm. if it's school. Because peer pressure, it's a lot. It really takes a toll because based off my experience with, you know, being an adolescent, peer pressure, you know, mm-hmm. seeing, you know, kids, you know, who have parents or kids who may be smarter or kids who may be taller than you or maybe thinner than you. Peer pressure can really take a toll on a child's life, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. if they may not have all the confidence. So right. definitely talk to your child. That's very important.
Yeah, and it's important to let your child know that they are unique.
Exactly.
They are the only one in the world that looks like them and acts like them. And they should not expect to look and think and act like anybody else. I mean, with the exception of twins. But even to that, the twins, even though they physically resemble one another, they have different characteristics.
Yes, you know, they do.
They have different personalities. So
yeah.
No one is exactly unique. No one person is exactly the same. You know, but what we all have in common is that we all need love.
Exactly.
We need that sense of belonging. We need to know who we are. Okay, that sense of identity needs to be addressed. You know, we need to know that our needs will be met. Okay, we need to know how to communicate, how to enter into relationships, and how to act in relationships, you know? And a child sees that in the home. But if there's mm-hmm. both parents aren't there, it's hard.
It is.
And I think that's what's happening in today's society. More and more children are coming out of single parent homes, or a parent is incarcerated or have died, you know? And these children, they're just left in a lost state.
Yeah, they are. Yes, yeah, so that's why this video was so important, especially when it comes to addressing why parents really, really, really need to be honest about their past, no matter if it's, you know, terrifying or even if you may feel ashamed. Don't be afraid, because if you keep your past or if you keep those lessons that you learned within you, then you're never going to break the cycle. Your child is going to do the same mistakes that you did.
Yes, exactly.
So we
hope that this message was an eye-opener.
Yep.
You know, for most of you know that you need to have that talk.
Yeah.
And we hope that you do. And do it today.
Don't let
another day pass, because we have too many of our young people taking their lives.
Many. Yeah.
They're taking their lives and they're being abused and misused. And we'll talk about that in another video.
In another
episode. But we just wanted to come forth and just open the platform, open the discussion up so that you can have this conversation that you need to have.
Exactly.
And do it today. Time is up on that, too.
Time is up on that, too.
Time is up for everything now.
Everything
needs to be laid on the table.
Yep.
No holds barred.
No holds barred.
But we're going to do it with love.
With love,
and patience and understanding.
Yeah, and I'm glad that this journey I'm able to do with my mom, and I'm able to have closure with my feelings, because talking about this and my own past, I don't feel anger towards anyone. I feel like I'm just talking about it. I'm just telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that any young adult, a millennial, an adolescent can find closure too. Just know that if I could do it, you can do it too, and I'm still growing. And I hope that this journey will also show you that no matter how old you are, we all hurt. We all still have pain.
Yes.
Yeah, we all do.
But at the end of the day, we have to remember that it's our responsibility to take care of our mind, body, and spirit. It's very important. So, guys, thank you so much for listening in today.
Yeah.
Please do share this episode.
Yeah.
With as many people as you can.
Your friends.
And make sure to tune in.
And subscribe.
Yes. Thank you so much now. Bye now.
Bye now. And please comment and let us know if you'd like to see more videos like this, or if you like to, or if you like us to talk about topics that really speaks to you, because that's what we're here for.
Yes, that's what we're here for. And thank you for joining us today on
Convo versus Convo. See you later.
Bye now.
Bye.